Patrick, what's it like for your club the day after? Obviously, a big win by your team now as you look forward to the next game in this best of seven series.
Yeah, just try to watch some video as a team, what we did well and what we can improve. And I'm sure we can find both of those things from the video that we just watched and hopefully be a better team tomorrow.
So what did you like and what needs to improve?
I think there's still a bunch of things we can do better. Obviously, we started great. I think we controlled the game in the first period, and we were down one after one, but our game didn't change. I think we were still playing the same way in the second, and just stayed with it and got rewarded, especially in the second three times, and just were able to close the game in the third.
How do you feel?
How rewarding has being able to contribute here in the first three games been for you? Obviously, a bit of a tough go down the stretch of the regular season, but to have goals now in three straight playoff games.
Yeah, it's always fun to score. These playoff games, you're not going to get anything easily, so it's great to score and help my team to win with those goals. And especially yesterday's game, it was great to get the 2-1 goal. I think that was huge for us and kind of got us going. But yeah, it's fun to score and help my team to win.
Historically, Patrick, you've always seemed to be able to have success against St. Louis. Do you have any additional confidence going up against a team when it's something like that?
Not really. I don't think it changes that much. Just always try to play the same way. Doesn't matter who we're playing against, but I like these playoff games. They're always fun, and they're always tight games, physical, usually 1-2 goal games. So these are fun to play.
Your coach raved about the goal you scored yesterday just because of how it came about, that you get physical on the body, you sort of get lost in behind the defenders, you knock a hard pass down out of the air and sort of smoothly put it in. Is that a goal that maybe earlier this season you might have scored? Like, is that a sign maybe of where your game has come, that you were able to do all the things you did on that shift?
Yeah, I think, especially in the playoffs, you want to finish every hit when you have a chance. Obviously, that play, I just tried to be physical, so Pietrangelo would just throw the puck somewhere, and we ended up having it. So, that's kind of been my mindset these playoffs, just try to get on the body and create loose pucks, and hopefully we can get a couple of those pucks and then create some offense. And yeah, I kind of got lost in front of the net and I was just by myself, and just try to knock it out of the air and just try to put it in.
Patrick, before the series, Craig Berube said 3 or 4 times, we have to be tighter on line A. I don't know if you hear that stuff, but you take that as a challenge because you've somehow find a way to get wide open, even though that they're making a point of emphasis.
Yeah. It's always a challenge, especially in the playoffs, because you're playing against the same team. And if you score a couple, they're going to play you tighter. But, you know, just try to find new ways to score. I haven't scored that many goals, that kind of goals too many times this year. So just try to get physical, lose my guy, and then try to be open for pass. And, just try to find some new ways to score.
Is there anything different about their structure or their defense that allows you to find those spots?
Not really. I think every team has they have good defensemen and they play good defense, but I think especially with these guys, they have a kind of heavy defensive core and not as quick as somebody else's, but they play heavy, and we just got to get all the pucks in deep. We're going to do our damage behind their D, working down low, turning, taking the puck to the net. So that's the way we need to play as a line, and for myself as well. Got to be hard on pucks and just try to turn, take it to the net, and that's the way we're going to win.
The way the regular season ended, I think it was, what, 1-19 or something like that. Is this better than even you could have expected the playoffs to begin?
Not really. We're down 2-1, so it's not the way we wanted to start these playoffs. But for me, it really doesn't matter. I scored 3 games in a row, but we're still down 2-1, so it's doesn't make it any better. But we'll see when the series is over where we at and where am I at as a player. But it's like I said before, it's fun to score, but it's even more fun to win. And yesterday it was a lot of fun to win, and hopefully we can win again tomorrow.
Patrick, coach talks about 2 months ago and how he saw a real change in your game, that you became a more well-rounded 200-foot player. Is there anything you can pinpoint as to what helped that along? Was it playing with Mark and Blake for a stint there that might have got things into a bit of a different gear for you?
I don't know if there was just like one thing in particular that I did. I think that helped playing with those two, but overall it's still I gotta be the one who's playing out there. They can't play like for me. I still got to do my job over there and play as well as I can. And I feel like I'm a better player than I was last year. And that was my expectation for myself before this season. Obviously, didn't score as many goals and points as I did last year. But I'm still feel like I'm a better player this year than I was when the season ended last year. So that's good. And that's the thing I was looking for, and so I reached my expectation for this year, but the season still it's not over, so we'll see after the season's done. But yeah, it just feels like I'm a better player this year.